chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There is a rest, and the rest is the Spirit of the living God. The Bible says that every one that goes wherever the river flows, everything lives where the river flows. And he said, this is the rest whereon I've called you unto. This is the refreshing from heaven, that which the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost, that revives the saints once again that do what Jesus said they can do. And the Bible says, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest. And that rest is sustenance from the power of the Spirit of God. That means when you're flowing in a heavy dose, you're just resting in the Holy Ghost. What's going on over there? They got a double dose. No, we're just resting in the Holy Ghost. This double dose ain't nothing but resting in the Holy Ghost. For it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain, I don't care how long it's been there. I don't care how big it is. I don't care if you don't think it would ever go anywhere. This mountain shall be removed. The anointing of God destroys the yoke. That thing that's got you held down, burdened down, and cast down, that thing that won't move, that thing tied around your neck that you've been dragging around for years, you never thought you'd get free from. The Bible says that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will destroy the yoke of bondage, and he'll set you free. They used to say that a while back. I grew up in church, and they say, be careful, that my helmet's about to come on. Don't you know you got help from heaven? The Bible says the Holy Ghost, that he'll be your comforter, that he will be your help, a very present help in time of trouble. I'm not all by myself. God is right there. Say, I got a source. I've got a supply in the name of Jesus. Whenever I feel discouraged, whenever I feel like turning around, whenever I feel that I don't have enough, I turn to the God whose name is El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough, and he'll turn every situation around. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'll be with you even until the end of time. Your stuff might wear out. That's when God starts to wear in. This looks like a job that only the Holy Ghost can handle, and he'll be right there. Get your faith together. He won't let you down. He'll do exactly what he said he would do. This is the rest that I've called you unto. So look at somebody and say, it's time to go on vacation. The Bible says that those that know the Lord, their God, will be strong and do exploits. And the Bible says that he that dwells in the secret of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Just like the eagle. God's trying to give you some strength tonight. God's trying to give you some strength tonight if you need it. He's trying to fill you up tonight. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, it said, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. The Bible says the Holy Ghost is trying to tell you that he's got power. The Holy Ghost is trying to tell you that he's got power, that he's a source, that he'll fill you up. And he'll pick you up and turn you around. When somebody in here felt like giving up, but God's trying to tell you, don't give up, fill up. He said, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. I'm here to tell you tonight, those that feel that the devil was trying to make faint, God's about to empower you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're dealing with, but God's got an empowerment from heaven coming. Somebody say, I'm one over here. And it says that he, to those that have no might, you might be facing a battle that might be too big for you. You might be wrestling a devil that don't feel like going down. Say, a big boy. But God said, to those that have no might, he will increase your strength. He will increase strength. I'm telling you, this is straight from the Holy Ghost. There's an anointing from the Holy Ghost to increase your strength. I'm not just talking to you trying to get you to shout. I'm trying to tell you that there's an anointing from heaven. God says, I want to increase your strength. I don't want to restore you to what you used to have. I want to go beyond that. Glory to God. Even the youths. It said, even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. Age ain't got nothing to do with this race. Do you hear what the Bible's telling you tonight? The young men might faint and fall, and the youth might faint, but you will not. Why? Because the Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They will run and will not faint. They shall walk and will not faint. They will run and will not. Say, I'm about to run. Glory to God. I'm about to run. I'm about to run. You felt like running out. But God started you out and say, I'm about to run. I've been running for Jesus a long time and I'm not tired yet. Tell the devil, you almost put me out. You almost stopped me. But God put some pep in my step and caused me to run on. I'm going to run the race and win. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and will not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Also thou, son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel. Ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because the enemy hath said unto thee, aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that ye might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen, and ye are taken up in the lips of talkers.
Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains and to the hill, to the rivers and to the valleys, to the desolate wastes and to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and derision to the residue of the heathen that are round about. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, surely in fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen and against all Edomia, which have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds to cast it out for a prey. Prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountains and to the hills, to the rivers and to the valleys, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, I have lifted up mine hand. Surely the heathen that are about you, they shall bear their shame. But ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and ye shall be tilled and sown. And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it. And the city shall be inhabited, and the waste shall be builded. And I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit. And I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better unto you than at your beginning. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Yea, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel. And they shall possess thee, and thou shalt be their inheritance. And thou shalt no more henceforth bereave them of men. Thus saith the Lord God, because they say unto you, thou land devourest up men, and hast bereaved thy nations, therefore thou shalt devour men no more, neither bereave thy nations any more, saith the Lord God. Neither will I cause men to hear in thee the shame of the heathen any more, neither shalt thou bear the reproach of the people any more, neither shalt thou cause thy nations to fall any more, saith the Lord God.
Nations.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doings I judged them. And when they entered unto the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name, when they said to them, These are the people of the Lord, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen whither ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries, and I will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, it says, and I will call for the corn and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you, and I will multiply the fruit of the tree. And the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God. Be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, In the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. And they shall say, This land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem and her solemn feasts. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord.
The hand of the Lord is upon me and carried me out in the spirit on the Lord and set me in the valley of dry bones, and caused me to pass round about them, and behold, were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I really said, Oh Lord God, thou knowest. And he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied even as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. There was a noise. There was a noise. There was a manifestation of a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, Prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Are you ready for a breakthrough? Are you ready for a breakthrough?
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.